This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Chognar Fawn.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I love Chognar Fawn.
Yeah, he's the laziest of the great old ones.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm a subhuman thrall that's only vaguely manlike. Like, I
mean, just why this does guy. Why does this book keep on subtweeting us is the thing.
I don't know. We just kind of worship any port in a storm.
Yeah.
Here. And this, for some reason, isn't stupid to me, even though it also has an elephant's trunk, you know, because it's like a big evil elephant.
Yeah. So that's the thing. There's lots of other stuff about Beatus that is dumb before you get to the elephant trunk. Here, though, he's a big old elephant. And, you know, elephants are creatures. People, you know, worship elephant gods. So it's kind of cool to see the convergent evolution there as well. He has human hands.
Yeah. He has human hands, so he can type.
Yep.
I basically don't want an elder god that can't, like, send me a strongly written letter.
Yeah, no. Just because what else does he have to fall back on? If he's just got claws, he's going to snip, snip, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I need type pipe.
Yeah.
So big, evil, lazy elephant.
I'm going to pretend to be a statue. If you guys can just take care of this, please.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And people just kind of hang out around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has the chochos hang around him, those racist little shits.
Mm-hmm.
They're not racist, they were created by a racist.
Yes.
They're racist in concept. And he's very languid. Mm-hmm. Like, dear knight, he may feed on a sacrifice or someone close at hand.
It depends.
He may lurch from his pedestal to annihilate unbelievers.
Yeah.
You know, which I love.
He's just waiting for this white acolyte to come and take him to a new land. So, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, carry me. Carry me in this palanquin, dog.
Yeah. I would like to ride in a palanquin before I die, as long as it's not like a midsummer palanquin. And he has this disc at the end of his trunk, which if he lays it upon a wound, that wound never heals.
Love that.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love in fiction, wounds that never heal.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. And then he can choose a human as a companion.
I love that this. Sucks.
Yeah, I would not like that.
I don't want Chognar Fawn to like me.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's a good. You know, when he passes you that note with his human hand, it's like, do you like me? YN maybe.
YN maybe, or doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, not applicable.
Yeah.
Does a human that person gets mesmerized, so they lose sanity every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then while he's kind of sleeping, he lays his snout disc and feeds on them, and they slowly become more elephantine.
Yep. So the nose and ears will eventually grow.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah. Think about
they're just like die. You know.
Think about rescuing that person.
Yeah. Exactly. They're like in the darkness. They look like your old friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then they slowly step out, and they look really crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, speaking of the crab boy, you know, you walk in there, and you know, see this elephant person. Like, maybe that's all that he can do is act as a sideshow. You know,
yeah.
And then he tells you a story, you know, about Chognar Fawn and how, you know, the white acolyte is on his way. We need to stop him.
Yeah. Yeah. The white acolyte's the ringmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Situation, like, wears all white, has like the top hat and stuff.
Yeah.
The cultist sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
Cool adventure hook.
Yeah.
But we're not done with Chognar Fawn because he's great. He causes heart attacks.
Yeah.
So we've solved it. It's what does it.
Yep.
It's Chognar Fawn, folk.
Yeah, no.
Just... if you can take your con times 5 and aspirin, you might survive. Or 1d100 bear.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.